let's talk true conspiracies here for a couple of minutes. The CIA is working to get rid of Joe Biden. And that's why these stories are coming out about all the secret documents, you know, the classified docs that have been found in his garage. And the Gateway Pundit recently reported that it's possible that Hunter Biden may be turning on his dad in order to save himself from prosecution. But the truth is, the Biden family is a crime family. And both Hunter and his dad, Joe, have been involved in billions of dollars of grift and bribery and kickbacks and financial fraud, money laundering, you name it. It's been known for a long time. The deep staters have all the evidence on this. Of course, they have Hunter Biden's laptop. Of course, they have the emails saying there's a 10% kickback to the big guy, Joe Biden. They have all that. They've had it from day one. They covered it up to get Biden into office with a rigged election so they could control him. But now he's outlived his usefulness to the deep state. So yes, they're going to get rid of Joe Biden because he's incredibly unpopular. And he's, of course, also incompetent and probably can't even win a rigged election from this point forward. So the fact that they're getting rid of Joe Biden means they have someone else in mind in 2024. And they need someone that they can run for president in 2024 who is corrupted, who has already been blackmailed, someone who is so dirty and has so much compromising information about them that the deep state can control them very easily. Now, who do you think that person could be? Well, there are several candidates in that space, but the most obvious to me is Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. Compromised, as dirty as they come, easily blackmailed. They probably already got photos and videos of him. They certainly have financial records of all his financial fraud, money laundering and kickbacks and all of that. So he's going to be very easy to compromise. And he's younger, so they could put him in and they could keep him in there for maybe two terms if they can keep rigging elections. Now, going deeper down the rabbit hole, you might wonder, how are they going to make sure that Trump can't run in 2024? How are they going to carry that out? I think the answer is kind of obvious. I think they're going to roll out the vaccine genocide accusations against Trump. Seriously, the Operation Warp Speed was pushed by Trump, and we're already seeing a lot of the mainstream pushers of the vaccine, we're seeing them backpedal now, such as Dr. Liana Wen of CNN. And she's now joining the voices that are saying, oh, a lot of the COVID deaths were overcounted, and people don't need the boosters, the masks shouldn't be mandated, and all of this. I mean, yes, Liana Wen, who was one of the biggest COVID mask Nazis of all time, she's backpedaling. Why? Probably, my guess is, she doesn't want to be hauled before the Nuremberg trials that may be coming as the deep state and the media roll out this vaccine death narrative that's going to be blamed on Trump. At least this is my guess. Now, in a similar fashion, Dr. Paul Offit, who has been a relentless vaccine pusher for many years, a couple of decades, actually, and he's also a patent holder on, I think, one of the rotavirus vaccines, if not more, he's been backpedaling and saying, oh, we were lied to, because he's part of the FDA advisory panel that gave the FDA the go-ahead to, quote, approve the vaccine, even though there weren't long-term clinical trials and no real evidence of efficacy or safety. Now he comes out and says, basically, these data were withheld from us. In other words, it was rigged. Why is Dr. Paul Offit doing that? I think he's trying to save his own skin, just like Dr. Liana Wen. And I think more people will come out like this. I think they have a heads up of what's about to be unfurled against Trump, which is the accusation. You know, look, even the CDC has just launched an investigation into heart damage caused by these vaccines. You can see the data points lining up. At some point, the mainstream establishment is going to come out and say, oh my God, the vaccines should never have been approved. Not these vaccines. They'll have a replacement that they say, well, this one's safe, but not the original COVID vaccines. They'll say, it turns out they're not safe. It turns out they are killing people, and it's Trump's fault. Why? Trump fast-tracked it. Trump pressured, this is their narrative. Trump pressured, they'll say, the CDC to fast track it, that Trump pressured the FDA to bypass the normal clinical trials and safety testing and long-term outcomes, all of that, that it was Trump's fault. Trump did it. So if you think about it, they're clearing the field for 2024. They're going to, at least their plan is to get rid of Trump through Operation Warp Speed and the vaccine mass deaths, and they're going to get rid of Joe Biden by just unveiling all the corruption, fraud, and money laundering and bribery and all that. They're clearing the field for new candidates that they control. Now, who are those candidates? Well, I already mentioned Gavin Newsom on the Democrat side. He's easily controllable. Who is controllable on the Republican side? Who is really a rhino, but maybe in disguise as a liberty fighter right now? Now, I'm not going to name names on the Republican side because I want to give people the benefit of the doubt. But there are some very effective, outspoken GOP members right now, especially certain governors, who are doing amazing work. Are they for real? Or are they playing a long game to try to position themselves as being a very popular GOP president, at which point they might then turn themselves over to, you know, globalism or the deep state control systems? I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. But if there's one thing that we've all learned in all of this, is that we can't trust anything, anybody that's kind of new to the scene, unless they've been preaching liberty for many, many years, you know, like Ron Paul and Rand Paul and others. If they haven't been preaching liberty for years and acting on liberty, then it's hard to trust them, isn't it? And I have a feeling that the globalists and the deep state are setting us up for a 2024 election where no matter who wins, the globalists win. No matter who wins the election, we the people lose. Because again, they, the powers that be, control both parties. And yes, they have plenty of ways to get rid of Trump. And frankly, the only way Trump could get out from underneath this, in my opinion, is to come out and say he was lied to. He was lied to by Fauci and the scientists and the NIH and the CDC and the FDA, and that the vaccine is in fact killing people. But he's not. He's doubling down, claiming that his efforts, Trump's efforts, he says, have saved 100 million lives because he fast-tracked the vaccine. So Trump is still out there just a few days ago, doubling down, tripling down on his belief that the vaccine has been saving lives, and that by implication, he's saying the vaccine isn't killing people. Trump is so wrong on this, and he is being played yet again. He's being played by the same system that played him for 4 years when he was in the White House. And if there's anything that Trump absolutely needs to do for his own political survival, in my opinion, is he's got to start being his own decision maker and stop listening to the infiltrators and the advisors and the people around him who have been traitors and deep staters, including Mike Pence, the VP. If Trump is just going to be another extension of the establishment and the puppet masters, then what use is he, right? And if he's going to be his own man and make his own decisions, then he should come out and say he was lied to. And he should understand that vaccines are killing people. And he should apologize to America for not demanding long-term clinical trials and making sure the vaccines were safe. He should apologize. I think that's how he'll have the brightest political future. But that's my take on things. What do you think? Let me know in the comments underneath this video. You can find this video and others at brighteon.com if you're not already watching it there. And thank you. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.